Good evening. I'm Henry, and today is July 8th, 2020. Thank you for being here. This meditation to merge the fifth dimensional earth and the third dimensional earth comes from Chapter 4 of Raising the Spiritual Light Quotient by David K. Miller. We will be working with Giuliano. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nations people, and pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega Light. Feel the Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of you. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth-dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize, in a higher light, all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. The Earth is in a position now where it is responding telepathically to humans. One of the less understood aspects of biorelativity is that Earth has evolved as a spirit body and is receiving telepathic communications. But many of the telepathic communications she is receiving are not of the highest level. But because of this evolution, higher biorelativity is possible. If large groups of people like you do not commit themselves to biorelativity exercises, then disharmonious, disintegrative energy becomes the primary telepathic input into Earth. Understand that you, as starseeds and light workers, have the ability to download fifth-dimensional Earth energy into the third-dimensional Earth body in a perfected state of alignment. That ability becomes more important as we move closer to 2021. Let it be known that the ascension is a time when the fifth-dimensional Earth body will come into perfected alignment with the third-dimensional Earth. Then, at that millisecond of ascension, there is transference of this alignment. Then a disengagement occurs in which you move to the higher realm because you are able to hold fifth-dimensional energy. Now, the etheric crystals have many functions. One of their functions is to provide a guiding light, a guiding foundation for an alignment of the fifth-dimensional Earth with the third-dimensional Earth. When you are aligning the fifth-dimensional Earth with the third-dimensional Earth, then you must consider that this is a huge conceptual energetic proposition. So, let us visualize the etheric crystals that are around the planet. All these are alignment points with the fifth-dimensional Earth. when we bring those crystals in alignment from the fifth dimensional earth with the third dimensional earth, you will bring down the fifth dimensional earth into the third dimensional earth using those crystals as the locking points. Oh. This is one of the tasks for star seeds. This is why the etheric crystals play a more important role, perhaps more than anyone had imagined. So take three deep breaths, and with each breath, feel yourself sink deeper into relaxation. Now we will travel up a corridor and out of your physical body. Rising up out of the physical body, travel this dimensional corridor to the starship Athena in the Jupiter corridor. On this starship, we have a huge holographic Earth healing chamber. It is like a large auditorium. Please come into the auditorium, find a seat, and look at the screen. Giuliano is at the controls. The screen is enlarged and focused on the third dimensional Earth. Visualize it in the lower half of the screen. Now you will see another image. On the top half of the screen, you see a fifth-dimensional Earth. Energetically, it has the Ring of Ascension and a whole different astral field. It is a lot larger energetically than the third-dimensional Earth. The third dimension looks contracted in comparison. This fifth-dimensional Earth is a huge, vibrant planetary energy. It is very expansive and filled with beautiful, harmonious light. Then you have the third-dimensional Earth, which is what you are living in with all of its contractions. But on the third dimensional Earth, you will see many bright spots, and there are 12 etheric crystals. These are beams of crystal light. Directing the alignments and is turning the two Earths until they are in perfected alignment. Visualize a powerful beam of light coming from each etheric crystal. Lake Moraine, Canada. Mount Shasta in California. Copper Canyon in Mexico. Volcan Poas in Costa Rica. Lago Puelo in Argentina, Serra da Bocaina in Brazil, Gross Valley, Australia, Lake Taupo, New Zealand, Mount Fuji, Japan, the Bosphorus in Turkey, Bodensee, Germany, Montserrat, Spain. All of these areas are sending out beams of light like searchlights. They are locking into the fifth dimensional etheric crystals in the fifth dimensional earth. With the assistance of the holographic healing chamber, the Arcturians, and most importantly, with your visualizations. Now, the Ring of Ascension in the fifth dimensional earth is coming into alignment with the Ring of Ascension in the third dimensional earth. It is a beautiful image on screen in the holographic earth chamber. Hold the image of alignment during this meditation. Giuliano has what looks in your imagination like a joystick. As he brings it forward, visualize the energy of the fifth dimensional earth coming into perfected alignment with the third dimensional earth, the etheric crystals exactly in alignment. They are getting closer and closer, and now it comes right into perfect alignment. You are fifth dimensional beings, and you are on the fifth dimensional earth. Bring this fifth dimensional earth to the third dimensional earth, and bring your fifth dimensional self back into your third dimensional self as a participant in this exercise. Giuliano brings this joystick closer to him, and you can see the two Earths, the fifth and the third dimensional Earth, coming into a perfected alignment. Fifth-dimensional Earth has come into alignment with third-dimensional Earth. The anchoring points are the etheric crystals. Hold this alignment on the holographic screen. The Earth receives this energy. We are in a holographic time zone. This type of alignment work needs to be done by you more regularly. This is an all-encompassing work. A work that involves all systems, a work that covers all energy fields. Prepare now to leave the holographic healing chamber. Follow the corridor back to your physical bodies. Remember, you are going to re-enter your body. Use your concentration to re-enter in an exact way, stating your intention first. I will be perfectly aligned. You have re-entered your physical body in perfected alignment, and you remain etherically connected to this holographic healing chamber. During your meditations over the next 48 hours, you can return at will to the holographic auditorium of the Earth Healing Chamber. You will also benefit personally from working on this alignment. This will bring a powerful telepathic energetic level of fifth-dimensional light to Mother Earth. Blessings to you, the light workers of the Group of 40.